Greetings, friends. I'm John Haspel. This is a recording of my Wednesday Dhamma Talk, streamed live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern U.S. time. This was recorded on May 24, 2017. This talk is on dependent origination and the meaning of becoming. There is a related article on my website, crossrivermeditation.com. If you find benefit from this talk, please consider a donation there. Thank you. Peace. So, hello everyone. Today's talk is on the meaning of becoming, as the Buddha teaches that. It's a very misunderstood and misapplied word, I think mostly because the translations don't put the modifier after becoming. In other words, they don't describe what that means. But that was even there was even some confusion during the Buddha's time. And I think it's, you know, that all arises from not understanding the context of everything that the Buddha taught. Everything the Buddha taught was in the context of Four Noble Truths, and developing an understanding of the nature of suffering and our individual contributions to suffering, and to end the ignorance of Four Noble Truths. Another way of saying that is emptying oneself of ignorance, which is the Buddha's meaning on emptiness. So that notion of becoming, when it's taken out of context, can lead to any type of imaginary plane that we're hoping to establish through Dhamma practice. And none of those are usually helpful, and they usually just reaffirm the conditioned or ignorant views. This is my Wednesday talk on this. All this week, beginning last Saturday, at our center in Frenchtown, I'm giving talks based on three separate suttas, the Loka Sutta, the Bhava Sutta, and the Mula Sutta, which all relate to this the idea of becoming. But all of that relates back to what the Buddha awakened to, dependent origination. And so I just want to review that as laying the foundation for this brief talk. So the Buddha awakened to the understanding that it is ignorance of Four Noble Truths that through 12 observable causative links all manner of suffering arises. And that's presented in quite a few different suttas and different contexts, most notably in the Paticca Samuppada Vibhanga Sutta. And let me just review that. So it begins with ignorance. The Buddha states, from ignorance as a requisite condition comes fabrications. So dependent origination is probably the most widely misunderstood and misapplied teaching of the Buddha. As you'll see as I read this, it's very clear and direct what it's hoping to explain. But this has been taken to mean a dependent origination is a creation myth trying to explain how the entire universe has arisen. And there's nothing in here that states this. And notice that the Buddha is starting from ignorance to define the problem of suffering. He's not trying to describe anything else other than where suffering arises, which is the whole purpose of why he left his father's kingdom and set out on his noble search. So, from ignorance as a requisite condition come fabrications. Fabrications are a simple explanation, or fabrications are simply assumptions that we make about ourselves in relation to the world around us. And notice where it comes in this in this 12-link chain of dependencies. It's the second condition that's arising from the original condition of ignorance. And it's important to remember that. So from ignorance, we've now created assumptions about ourselves in relation to the world. The next link is from those fabrications, from those assumptions, false assumptions, wrong assumptions, as a requisite condition comes consciousness. And this consciousness, again, is not a grand cosmic type of consciousness that we're all going to awaken into or that we're all a part of. It's just consciousness rooted in ignorance. And this is another aspect of the Dhamma that's it's hard for me to understand now how it can be so misunderstood, except I was under this impression too when I got involved in all the many varied forms of Buddhism that ignore dependent origination or create something else out of it. So from fabrications as a requisite condition comes ongoing thinking rooted in those assumptions that are themselves rooted in ignorance. From that type of consciousness, as a requisite condition, comes name and form. Name and form, the Pali term is namarupa, which means name and form. It simply means a self-identification as this physical form. I've now given this form a name. My personal name to describe who I am and what I am in the phenomenal world is John Haspel. So I've now, and now remember that that John Haspel is not something that even has the potential, meaning the view, to awaken, because that view is rooted in ignorance. And ignorance can never give rise to anything other than ignorance. And that's an important thing to understand here. It has to do with becoming. So from name and form as a requisite condition comes the sixth sense base. So, of course, we're all born with the five physical senses and that sixth sense of ongoing thinking. So, again, this isn't a creation myth saying that in order for us to have physical senses, we have to go through this process from ignorance. It's only bringing into the sequence of these 12 causative links where contact through the senses has an impact rooted in that ignorance. In other words, it's one of the conditions of this. So from identifying as this physical form, this is me, and that identification is rooted in ignorance, anything that follows from that is going to continue that ignorance. So now as I've identified myself as this physical being who has these six senses, anything that comes through those senses is going to be interpreted through the ongoing thinking that is arising from false assumptions that are themselves rooted in ignorance. So from contact with the sixth sense base as a requisite condition comes feeling. And in this sense, feeling is any type of movement or disturbance in the mind. It's not just an emotional or feel emotional or physical sensation. It's any movement in the mind, and that's an important concept to remember too. So from that feeling, as a requisite condition, comes craving. Something has occurred to me that gives me a pleasurable feeling, and now I want more of that feeling. Or something has occurred to me that I find disappointing or unsatisfactory or outright painful. I create an aversion, which is another form of clinging or desire. And so now I'm starting to build an identity very clearly through these 12 links of dependencies, rooted in ignorance. I'm creating an identity of what I want to be happy, what I feel I need to be happy, and what I feel that I need to avoid in order to maintain my happiness. An important underlying concept of all of this and all of the Dhamma is the understanding of impermanence. And so now I'm creating an identity of attaching myself to things that I feel that I need to be happy. But though every one of those things, no matter what it is, whether it's another person, my view of self, an event, any idea, any view, all of those views are rooted in impermanence. There's no substantial nature to any of that. But yet, because of that confusion rooted in ignorance, I'm creating an identity over things that are inherently impermanent, as the Buddha would say, like foam on the ocean. And that's the underlying cause of stress. And then the opposite is the other side of that same coin. Aversion is the same thing. Something has occurred. I don't want any more of that experience. I found it disappointing or unsatisfying in some way. And that could be physically or sensory unsatisfying or emotionally or mentally unsatisfying. In other words, an idea now that I might think of that contradicts that original ignorance, I am compelled to ignore it because it contradicts the developed view that I've made of myself and what I need in the world. So from feeling as a requisite condition comes craving. From that craving as a requisite condition comes clinging and maintaining. And I just kind of explained that. So now I've had experiences based on my likes or dislikes. I am clinging to whether I want more of something or less of something. And from that clinging and maintaining as a requisite condition comes becoming. And so in this sense, that reference to becoming is what I've caused to become, or what I've caused myself to become in this moment, which is an ongoing experience of suffering rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. Ignorance has led to a person becoming ignorant of what's occurring around them. So when the Buddha describes awakening and the use of emptiness, it is to empty oneself of that ignorance. That's why the Eightfold Path is here, to develop a profound understanding of Four Noble Truths. And that's the true meaning of becoming. And there's other aspects depending on the context in what we're teaching, but ultimately it leads to the potential that each moment holds, and that'll become a little bit more clear in a moment. From becoming as a requisite condition comes birth. So the Buddha is not just talking about a physical birth in this lifetime or a future physical birth after this physical death, although that's an underlying but not entirely important concept. What's most important is to be mindful of what we're giving birth to in this moment. And if in this moment we are maintaining ignorant views, ignorance of Four Noble Truths, we can only give birth to another moment rooted in that ignorance and prone to confusion, delusion, and suffering. And now we're getting to the heart of becoming. If we develop through the Eightfold Path true wisdom, meaning we understand the nature of suffering, we understand our own contributions through craving and clinging to that ongoing suffering, then through the refined mindfulness rooted in concentration developed in Shamatha Vipassana meditation, we can begin to incline our minds towards awakening. And that points to the potential of each moment. And let me just read the last link now of dependent origination. From birth as a requisite condition comes aging, sickness, death, sorrow, regret, pain, distress, and despair. The Buddha would further include in his definition of dukkha, not getting what is wanted is dukkha, getting what is not wanted is dukkha, and then he would conclude that with saying, in short, the five clinging aggregates are dukkha, or ongoing suffering. So the five clinging aggregates are beyond the scope of this talk. I talk about them often. But a simple explanation of the five clinging aggregates is the five clinging aggregates describe the personal experience of suffering and its suffering rooted in ignorance. So now this notion of becoming. Notice how the 12-link chain of dependencies took us from ignorance through those 12 conditions, ending up in suffering, which the Buddha described in the First Noble Truth, that suffering occurs or dukkha occurs as a consequence of having a human life in this impermanent world. Dukkha occurs. So the solution to dukkha then is to end ignorance or empty ourselves of ignorance. And as we develop the Eightfold Path, we can begin to incline our minds away from that mind of ignorance to a mind that is imbued with wisdom. So in other words, for an ignorant mind is a conditioned mind. When the Buddha awakened, he considered for another 2 weeks or so if it was possible to teach what he learned to other human beings in a way that would be meaningful, in a way that would make his own life meaningful. In other words, should he even embark on this teaching career? And understanding that if there was no way to overcome what he understood as conditioned thinking, the common human problem, if there was no way to overcome that, it's just a waste of time, and he would simply stay where he was. Over the period of 2 weeks, he realized, and there's a whole metaphorical legend of a Brahmin coming down from heaven and telling the Buddha that if there was even a speck of dust in a few people's eyes, then you should get up and teach. Of course, I take all of those metaphorical scenarios as simply something that arose in the Buddha's own mind. So he came to the understanding that there was a way of teaching the nature of the arising of suffering and individual contributions to suffering rooted in ignorance. There was a way to overcome that common human problem of conditioned thinking, and that was the Eightfold Path. That's the sole reason why he presented the path, and it's the only path that the Buddha ever taught to overcome that problem of ignorance that contributes to 12 observable links to all manner of confusion, delusion, and suffering. So that leads to the point of the Dhamma and the point of my talk and the whole point of the refined mindfulness that's developed and supported by concentration in a true and effective meditation practice. And that is to point to the potential that each moment has. Each moment in our lives holds the potential to continue ignorance through continuing to ignore Four Noble Truths, or to engage in the Eightfold Path and to develop wisdom so that we can, as the Buddha put it in relation to himself and all other human beings that would do the same, to become rightly self-awakened by emptying ourselves of ignorance, by becoming awakened. There's a new book that I've just published. I'm still in the proofing stage. It's called Becoming Buddha, and that's exactly what it points to. Through developing the Buddha's Dhamma, we are able to do exactly what he taught, and that is to become Buddha. Buddha, in this sense, does not refer to the individual who first did it, but to that quality of mind of an awakened human being, of becoming Buddha. And that's the meaning of the Buddha's becoming. In each moment, we can either become increasingly more and continually ignorant, or we can become awakened. And that's the true meaning of becoming. On my website, there's an article called Becoming Explained, Three Suttas. And in that sutta, there's a three, in that article, there's a three suttas that I mentioned earlier. And there'll also be three talks that I've given at my center in Frenchtown. There's one now. I'll put up another in just a short while this afternoon. And this will be on my podcast too. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And I hope to see you again next week at 12 noon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. Please visit crossrivermeditation.com for guided meditations and instruction and Dhamma articles, recorded talks, and videos. We rely on donations to support these talks. If you find benefit from these talks, please consider a donation at crossrivermeditation.com. These talks are copyrighted and are distributed under a Creative Commons License 4.0. Please feel free to contact me through crossrivermeditation.com. Peace.